I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Oprah Winfrey is campaigning today for Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams. The campaign confirmed that the billionaire media mogul will appear with Abrams, who's vying to become the country's first black female governor. Oprah is attending town hall events in Marietta and Decatur and knocking on doors alongside Abrams. Winfrey is part of a series of high-profile figures marking the final days of Abrams' tight race with the Republican Brian Kemp. Vice President Mike Pence has multiple stops scheduled with Kemp today as well. And former President Barack Obama is set to campaign for Abrams on Friday, while President Donald Trump is slated to be in Georgia on Sunday. Gubernatorial candidate Ted Metz may not get many votes for governor on Election Day, but the Libertarian candidate is on the ballot, raising the chance that no one will win an outright victory next week either. Polls show that the race between Republican Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams is one of the tightest in the country. If the election is close, Metz's third-party candidacy could force Abrams and Kemp into a December 4th runoff. Georgia law requires candidates to win with more than 50% of the vote. Well, as communities in southwest Georgia continue to recover from Hurricane Michael, one county has been forced to adjust their election year traditions, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The two-story red brick courthouse, surrounded by a rock wall, and the Baker County seat of Newton, is over 100 years old and on the National Register of Historic Places. Hurricane Michael damaged the back entrance where generations of Baker County voters have come to cast their ballots. Cindy Summerlin with the Baker County Board of Elections says she's been coming here all her life.
I had childhood memories of the courthouse, but I think seeing it damaged just took you back to those times of the normalcy of it.
Summerlin says courthouse voters should go half a mile away to Newton Baptist Church on Election Day. Meanwhile, she says early voting has been brisk in Baker County, as it has been across all of Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
An investigation by a Georgia TV station finds some police officers relying on field drug tests made arrests based on false positive results. WAGA reports that the field test kits, known as NIC tests, are known to misidentify things like artificial sweetener as heroin, ecstasy, or cocaine. Dozens of test results have been reversed by state crime labs, but only after innocent people had been arrested. The head of the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police says law enforcement agencies should wait on crime lab confirmations rather than field test kits. And the new express lanes along I-75 in Cobb and Cherokee counties north of Atlanta are getting used by a number of non-paying commuters. WSB-TV reports that nearly 60,000 drivers have used those express lanes without a peach pass since they opened in September. That's more than double the number of violations on the I-75 express lanes in the southern metro Atlanta area. And those southern lanes have been open for 8 months. Drivers who use the express lanes without a peach pass are receiving tickets. In sports, Atlanta United starts their MLS playoff run with a two-game series against New York City FC. The team with the most aggregate goals will move on in the playoffs. Atlanta travels to New York for the first game this Sunday. Game 2 is November 11th in Atlanta. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.